Good evening, Audio Boo. We are in the kitchen, only this time it's me and Ronan. And we're both doing separate dinners. I'm about to start making fish pie. And he's got some Mediterranean chicken fillets?
Yeah.
They're raw and they've got vegetables on them. And you put them in the oven for half an hour to 35 minutes. And he's actually chopping up some vegetables because he's having steamed vegetables and potatoes with them and corn on the cob. So I just peeled his carrots for him. But have you peeling more?
No, I can't peel.
Oh, he can't peel. I can only peel with the old-fashioned type of peeler. I can't do it with a knife to save my life. Anyway, I'm going to leave this on for a little while. I won't record it all, but I'll just do it in stages. I'm about to start peeling potatoes, and I feel quite weary, I have to tell you. I'm not sure why. That's Roland's phone. I don't like this one. What is it?
I just had sex.
Yeah.
Come
on, flick that on.
Wait a
minute. That is the name of a song, everybody. Is that Akon? It sounds a bit crappy. I think I can't own that one. Oh dear. Sounds very African.
Yes.
Leave that on. Now I'm peeling potatoes. What I do because I find it monotonous. Oh, I know this one. I actually peel each one, wash it, and then slice it. I don't know. I hate peeling potatoes. Well, I don't hate it, but it's a bit monotonous, so that's how I...
Monotonous. What does that mean?
Boring.
Oh. Mm. Some shit.
What are you chopping up now?
Pepper.
Colour kind of pepper.
Red.
They're the nicest.
No, that's okay.
Thank you! If you don't chop it all up, leave us some.
Oh, I've chopped it all up.
Okay. I've got a packet of mixed peppers. What other ones are there? Green and yellow.
Yeah.
The yellow ones aren't bad. The green ones are all right.
Well.
You're not.
You only need one.
One. Yes, you do. You don't, you'll end up wasting it.
Won't.
You will.
Won't, trust me.
I don't. That's exactly it. I don't.
Next.
That's the dishwasher tablet dropping down inside the dishwasher. And I'm on potato number two. I'm probably going to peel about five or six big potatoes, like bacon potato size, for this. You didn't check my flour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do if my flour's got weevils in it, I'm sure.
How do they get in there?
I don't know. I've never had them, but...
How do you know?
Because I always ask. They're little black.
You've never asked me.
I've asked Connor. I've asked other people. Or I didn't. Or if you just open a new packet, you don't get it in there.
Well,
it's not a new packet. No, I don't think we have. I don't know. If we have, it's alright. But I don't use it very often, you see. I've always got some in there. But...
I
do.
It sounds really shit. It sounds all right.
It's probably not.
Sound
it's not
right.
A very good recording.
No, I don't get it, is it?
You get that on YouTube sometimes. It depends who's put it on there.
Yeah,
some people just stick it in front of their phone and record it, you know what I mean?
So they don't sound bad.
Sometimes they do that on the cinema, they record a film.
Oh yeah, that's how I watch my mark.
You see people walking past to get come and go to the toilet. Potato number two. Okay. This knife's not much good, really. Connor's going to get some new knives from Cargo, isn't he? new knife.
No.
Is that one?
You'll have to do it when Emma's in.
I know. I want him to get me some new table mats.
I want to get me a laundry basket for the shower and for the bathroom.
Yes. I don't really want a basket in the bathroom though.
Why?
Well, because they got the steam gets in there and it ruins them. No, I've got all the dirty towels in one of my medical bags at the moment. I don't know why I never got laundry, but it's just one of them things, you know, like when we were replacing everything on the insurance. They just got missed out, didn't they? Your laundry basket, mine. And the bathroom one, I don't want a bin.
No, neither do I.
Because the dogs would go down it. Connor's got one, but...
No, I don't need much.
Well, Noel doesn't come upstairs very often. He came up yesterday, but it's like, when he comes up, it's like, he must want something. Like he thinks it's fashion. Like with food or to go out. That's what he comes up for. If we were up there all day long, he'd probably get a bit lonely. But
he does get lonely.
He probably does sometimes.
Now he's just allowed upstairs.
Well, I haven't stopped Noel coming upstairs. He doesn't like coming up there. Before I had him, he wouldn't even come upstairs when I first had him at all. Because he hadn't been allowed to, had he?
When I put in the onion? The steamer?
Yeah. Can't do too many.
No.
Are you doing some ginger?
Yeah.
Just put a little bit of that. Grate it.
Grate
it? No, you cut it up, actually. Yeah. You don't want to grate it in the steam, it'll go through the bottom. You need to peel that, though. So if you need any help, I'll do it. Potato number three about to be washed. Then I'm going to put these on to boil. And then I'm going to start making the sauce. And the flour's been given the okay. Yeah, exactly. I keep nearly going to put my potatoes in my steamer.
Can you not do that thing?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'm joking.
What are you cutting up now, anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
this is me,
though. Oh, fine, what you do like then? I'm so beautiful. Well, maybe you've had that one already, but I like that one. I love that one. Put on freedom.
No,
I'm
not on this one. You probably won't like it.
Probably something rude.
No, it's not. Well, actually, it is, but you can't hear it.
Number four potato coming up. James fell asleep. Did he fall asleep? Darling? Oh, I thought you were asleep.
Wait, do I put tomatoes in there?
Yeah. Wash them first.
No,
oh, actually, when you don't have to do the steamer, just cut everything up, then you can wash it under the tap because it's got those holes in the bottom. That's what I do.
What?
When you've cut everything up, just put that under the tap and wash all the vegetables.
Oh, they're in there and it'll pull out.
No, they don't. You don't cut them up too. Ah, shit!
What?
Cut myself on the peeler. Language, Timothy.
Timothy?
I don't think it's bleeding, is it?
No,
I don't think it is.
Passing.
I think I just...
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Is it? Seriously?
Yeah.
No one wants extra protein in their dinner, do they? Just like a little paper cut. I don't know how I managed to do that. Where's the kitchen now? Is it out or in? Is it under the sink?
What?
That's all I found. It. Kitchen's out. Hold it on in 2 minutes. Oh, honestly. How stupid. I managed to do that because I don't know how I did it. I wasn't even peeling the potato at the time. I just kind of ran my finger over it, stuck thumb over it.
That's silly.
No.
You're right.
You don't cut. Yeah, fine.
If you don't cut that too small, then you can wash it under the tap. It can't, nothing should be too small that would go through the retarders. The only thing that would is rice. That's why you have like a basket, like a filled in thing for like, to do rice if you do it in a steamer.
I didn't know if you do it in a steamer.
You can. Yeah, how is it now? Is it looking alright?
Yeah, just put pressure on it.
I have done.
Because I'm a medical student.
Yeah. If you were, you could bring in some medical money when you became a doctor.
What else am I doing?
What have you got so far? Ginger?
Ginger, I can't put it there.
Peas you can do. You
can put garlic on it, can't I?
Yeah, you can. But you can put. Where are you
going
to do the peas? Are you going to do them in the steamer or are you going to do them in the saucepan?
Just in the steamer.
Well, I suggest you put those in the basket then. Not the basket. I'll show you. The rice thing. So, because I want some of the peas, we want some of the peas, and I don't really want it all mixed in, you know what I mean?
What?
Well, we want some of the peas, but we don't want it all mixed in with the other veg, you know what I mean? Don't.
No, it's for the ginger.
That smells lovely, I love the smell.
Ginger, like nuggets on it, but I can't remember.
Ginger jam, do you remember when we used to have that?
No.
I love making tea out of that. You just put some in a cup. Put hot water on it. Do you think this will be alright yet? Look. I don't like being held up.
Wait, just wait for it to see if any blood comes to the surface.
I don't think it is, stop now, I think. There's only a tiny little bit. Anyway. No, but... I don't really want it in the food. Yeah. Obviously. I am a div. Oh, what an idiot I am. Let's stop now, look. I don't think any has come to the surface, look.
Oh, dear.
No, it hasn't. It's just like a little paper cup. They can be really sore. Where was I? Poxy potato. Nearly done anyway. Where was my peeler gone?
I've got it.
Oh, give it back.
Wait a minute, I'm just doing ginger. I'm just trying to find it through my... I've already cut it.
Well, you should peel it before you cut it. Or well, cut a big piece off.
I have cut a big bit off.
Let's have a look how big the whole thing is. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger because it's kind of...
They're ugly looking things, aren't they?
No, but they smell lovely. And they taste
really good. Oh, they smell really lovely. I love the smell.
I love the smell of ginger. And garlic.
Excuse me.
I must put that song back on my mouth.
Oh, I've got another peeler. I've got two. I've got two exactly the same. I've got three, but the other one, I can't use the other one. I should have two anyway. Where is the other one? There it is. You can't fit much more in this saucepan, and there's only three of us.
Why didn't you just have some of them potatoes?
Because this is fish pie has mashed potato with it.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing
that.
I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, you mash it. I put mustard and butter in it, black pepper, it's nice.
Mm, I love that.
And then.
I might have a bit of ash as well. Oh.
Might you now?
Yeah, just a
little bit. I think I'm going to call this chef special.
Rather
than hide the kitchen. If you think I ought to do one more potato, if you're going to have some of it, I'll have to.
I'm a little bit.
Phone. This is how I learnt to do it at school. We had one of these, but it was a bit...
Sorry, Miss Marple.
But it had... The handle was like... The handle was, you could, it was detachable and it went along there and there was like rings on there. You see what I mean?
What?
The handle was round, it wasn't flat like that, and there was like two rings on the blade bit there and there. And the handle, you pulled the handle off and it went there, it pulled, pushed into the rings like that. And that's how you, but where you wanted to use it.
Easier than that?
Well, it was a double purpose thing because you could core apples with it. Because when you took the handle out of it and put it on the end, the rings were empty, and then you just. When you put the handle onto that bit, the rings, when you had it stored, right, let me just remember it. When you had it stored, it was a round handle, not flat like that. That's flattish.
Yeah.
It was like a cylinder, but it was detachable. It had a ring there. And I was telling you the wrong thing. The ring was there and a ring there, so the handle could pull up like that and come off. And then you put the handle on that end. If you pushed the handle on that end and held it like that, there was two rings like that. And if you wanted to core an apple, I'm not going to do it because the other bit would go through my hand, but you just push it down and it goes right through the apple and takes the core out. It's really good, actually. Yeah, but not when you're doing baked apples. That's what we used to do. I used to hate them. Ugh. Baked apples. Baked apple was disgusting. Baked apple was quite foul. I think I'm just going to...
What are you doing in there?
I nearly put this in the wrong place. I think that's enough potatoes. It's going to fill up the sauce.
How many did you do?
Five. Sometimes I do six, but I would need another saucepan. And to be honest, I cannot be asked. Everybody, I'm sorry. Welcome to our restaurant. You won't get food poisoning, but you might have to wait quite a long time for your dinner. We cleaned the worktops before we started.
I did.
Roland did.
Because I can't remember. It's an untidy kitchen.
Well, it wasn't untidy, though.
No, it wasn't, but it was just...
To be fair.
I have to clean it before I
go. Well, that's good, because I do. Yes, I do. Bloody cheek, I do.
You're joking. The
saucepan's going to boil over.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's
just so awful in the sink. I don't know, it gets on my nose, that's why I don't keep it there.
Why else is it on there, because it looks nice.
I know. Right, there we go. I've
got OCD.
I'm probably,
huh? You've got OCD.
I think you have. Right, one, two, three. Oh, this is a heavy saucepan. Bibby, mine out my way.
I'm out of your way.
Oh, I'm getting my way now, especially when it's boiling.
Mine, shit, I've got some stuff there.
Come on.
Wait, there's some stuff there.
Do you want
any books? It's boiling there, isn't it?
Now, can you check the flour for me, please?
Wait, isn't it your thing bleeding again?
Oh, it's not, is it?
It's kitchen towel.
Oh, no. I need a plaster on it, really, but...
You've got some of your dressings, haven't
you? Oh, they're too big enough.
Maybe you can't.
Okay. That's the oven going on. Oh, the cooker. So can I shut this fridge?
Wait a minute, I'm just putting it on there if I can.
Oh. Do you need to cover it up? It's not very hygienic.
What?
It's not very hygienic. Why did I do that? I can't believe I did that. I wasn't even doing it, cutting it or anything.
I'm going to have to do another cut.
Okay. Right, now can you please check the flour, because I need that next. Everywhere I turn, there is stuff that I did not put there. Yes, I did. I put that there.
What flour do you want?
Plain.
So phrasing?
No, plain.
Oh, right.
Put these.
What do they look like?
Black dots.
jars with little flat tops in it.
Oh, why not?
You're joking.
Shut up.
There is.
Don't make me have to go and ask somebody else just to be told there isn't.
I'm joking. I'm not going to tell. There's all...
There's all what?
Because it all crackles, you know what I mean?
I only need a little bit.
Do they move?
No. Well, I expect they do, but I don't think you'd be able to see them moving.
What do they do if you eat them?
Nothing, I expect. Well, we probably have eaten them. I mean, I'm not being funny, but if we've been to other blind people's houses, the likelihood of us eating them is probably quite high. I might have even eaten them myself, although I usually am quite fussy about things like that.
No.
Yeah. Well, I do know. I'm going to cover that up.
Well, then it won't hurt you, because I can't see anything.
Well, if you can't see anything, it probably means there isn't anything to see.
I might be wrong, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to cover this thumb up. Now, with kitchen paper. I'm going to move my phone, because... Oh, now, where am I going to put it so it's where it's going to be safe?
Put it by their waistband.
Because it's just going to pick up the sound of the dishwasher there, so I'm going to put it on the windowsill there. Now, I'm moving the steamer over there where it belongs, and I'm debilitated now because I've only got one hand. Now, what do I need? That's for you, isn't it?
Yeah, the middle.
And you need that one as well, don't you, for the potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the flour? Can you pass it over, please? I like to get all the ingredients ready. So, flour.
Right,
mate. Yeah, my jug. Where's my jug? Can I get it out the cupboard without everything falling out?
Yeah.
I very much doubt it.
Why have we got all this shit?
Because we've got a lot of plastic containers that we've got food in from people, and we haven't given them back. Okay. Jug. Milk.
I don't know, you produce a peeler the easy way.
Let's see, the peeler's got some fire.
Well, some. I'm not doing it that way. I'm just scraping it.
Well, that's okay. You can scrape carrots. Some people don't peel them, they scrape them. Milk, sugar, flour. Milk, flour, butter. Doesn't really matter because you have to heat it in the microwave anyway. I'm really debilitated now because I've had to hold the kitchen towel around my thumb with one hand and work with the other. Okay, I think that's enough butter. Just a little bit more. I just measure it out on a spoon, actually. Okay.
No.
Mind your language.
I'm
just watching
it on the
tap,
it'll be fine.
What is it?
Oh,
yeah. Right. Oh, it's fine. Okay, now let's melt this butter.
Does that have a knife?
It's over,
you
over there. I went to put it in the dishwasher and then realised it's on. I forgot. I forget it does it really quick. Yep. I need to spoon in some flour. I should sieve this flour really, but I'm not. There's probably enough flour anyway. Just measure it out with a spoon. I'm just going to stir it in.
This smells like college.
Does it? Stirring the flour into the melted butter. Be careful it doesn't stick to the spoon. That's it. The maddening thing about this is
need a cup to put the spoon in, so I'm going to put it down on the side. You have to keep stirring it. Let's get a cup out. Who is this that sings the song? I think it's an old song.
One of your favourites is on next as well.
What's that? Lisa Van Dross?
No.
Oh, I know. Young, Free and Single.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days, man.
Man, what are you
man.
Fuck. Oh, dear.
I'm joking.
No, you were.
That was my teenage years. Stirring it all the time. That's how you make sauce in the microwave, but it is quite successful. I love this song. Nothing this weekend. Reminds me of being a teenager, getting ready to go out with Arnie. Oh, it's not funny, I wish those days were back.
Did you see you always go out together?
Sometimes we did, didn't we? Not always, but we did used to go out together sometimes.
A lot of the time.
Yeah, quite a lot.
She's going out.
I did go. The last time I went out with her was
So that part of the Kira.
Yeah. Oh no, I've been out with her since then. When we went down the ball that time, do you remember when it was Joe's party? Was it last year, last September? Or was it no, it was the September before.
Wasn't there?
No, he went to Joe's party, that's why. Add some more milk.
Does it? Yeah. I just want to mingle with you,
ladies. I'm young, free, and single. I just want to mingle with you. Oh, I love this song. I'll show you what you do with the peas. Hold on, I've got to reach over. You've got to put the peas in. Oh, I've got to tip my milk over. Here it is. Look, you need that for the peas. You need... No, not that one. This one.
That's going to say, I put that one on the posting.
You know which one. I'm going to...
The last one.
Yeah. I've just got to stop this.
Oh, the little plastic dish.
Yeah. Well, it, you need both.
What, and the other
thing? Yeah.
Drop the water in as well.
The water's already in. Oh no, drain that, I think.
How
I don't
drain it.
Just tip it into the basket bit. Tip them into the basket without the dish in it. And then tip, take the dish out the steamer thing.
The little plastic.
Yeah. Now tip the peas. Do it over the sink, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
And then tip it into the basket.
Yeah, but then all the peas might fall out the holes.
No, they won't. The holes aren't that big.
Yeah, they are.
Show me.
Yeah.
I don't think the peas go through that. If they do, you can empty the bowl just in case. Young, free, and single, I just want to mingle with you, ladies. Cause I'm young, free, and single, I just want to mingle with you.
Am I doing both tins?
Yeah.
Oh, can you get me a flat necklace?
I don't know where it is. Where is it?
Oh, shit. I hope it's in
there. No, I'll do it. I know.
It's just at the top and the right. The right top, the proper top.
Right or what? Ooh, I've got it. There you go. You can always tell things they have a certain way when you shape them. Yes, it is.
I'm joking. Right, can you hold that quick now? Because I need to. Right, hold it over the sink now.
I'll do it with my good hand. Have you got some peas in there already?
Yeah.
So they didn't fall through the bottom, did they?
No, but they look like they would have. Well,
they almost could.
Yeah, they almost could.
Then when you've drained it, have you got Movado on there?
Yeah.
What, the one that I used to like that was on your other phone?
I can't remember.
It's My Life.
I found it. I'll just listen to this and then I'll
see. There you go, you're done.
Yeah.
Now tip them into that other thing and then.
Yes,
they are. Let me get back to
the
closet.
It's
going to be totally ruined.
I love peas. I prefer mushy peas, but I like peas.
I like peas as well.
I prefer mushy.
I think they were a boring vegetable, but actually, I really like them. I like all peas. I like chickpeas. I like the marrow fat peas that Nan always gets because Grandad likes them.
Does
it? They're like mushy peas, only they're not squashed, if you know what I mean.
So they're just quite big and quite puffy and fat, yeah.
Oops, I know you put that in with a spoon in then, that wouldn't have been good. It's a metal spoon. Should have used a wooden spoon, I don't know why I didn't actually. This jug only just fits in here. You know, you can almost tip it over.
What?
The jug.
I don't know if it's too many.
How many minutes have I gone? You can't look, you've got my hands, I suppose.
For what?
On the audio again.
26 minutes.
That means I've used up 34. In about 10 minutes' time, when I put this in the oven, I'll turn it off and then I'll put it back on when we're going to eat it and do it.
Oh, shit.
Still got this kitchen made. Oh, shit, my sauce.
I haven't even put my chicken in yet. How long did the veggies take?
Probably about 25 minutes.
Do I still make that other dish?
Not
that I just put in the sink, I just put all the peas in.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Can I not use another one?
No. I don't think the other one's deep enough. Because it's the top one's narrower, do you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've been grating the cheese. It's not done anyway, this is. It takes ages, but I just prefer doing it to on the thing. I'm going to turn my potatoes down. I forgot about them.
bowl for some cheese.
Just looking at the soundtrack. On my thing, on my music.
You used to have it on your old phone, remember?
Okay.
Jeez. Is that my little lamb lying under my feet?
Mm-hmm.
That's the scissors. How do I use the scissors? I'll have to take that off while I use the scissors. I cannot cut that with on my finger. Cutting the package open. I'll feed you dogs when I've got the. Oops, a daisy. When I've got the pie in the oven. I don't want to lock them.
This one?
No, that's it. Isn't the one called My Life? It goes, it's my life. I think that's what it's called. You used to have it on your old, was it in, I think it was the phone before your BlackBerry, wasn't it? No, it's not that one.
Oh, so, wait a minute.
I think that's what it's called. Unless I'm getting confused with something else. Is that
enough? Oh, no, I know the one you want about.
Need a bit more cheese, I think. This is double Gloucester I'm using. Any
that's not it. You know the one I mean, don't you?
Mm.
Actually, while I'm doing that, I'm going to get the next stage underway. No, I'm not, actually. I was going to put the fish ready in the bottom of the thing, but I'm not doing that. I wonder if those potatoes are done anyway. Yay! Finally. It always works. Sometimes I think this is so...
We've got to add water on it. Cover and cook on full power for 4.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, you can do yours like that. I'll do mine in the saucepan. Okay, I'm just going to give this one more blast. Then I just add the cheese and then that's done.
What's that one about?
I've got it in my favourites. It's not called My Life. Just go through
all your salt.
It was from a couple of years ago.
Let's go for it.
2 or 3 years ago.
Right, where do I put this now then?
What?
Steamer.
You put it on.
How do I put it on?
Just put the baskets on and put the lid on it.
Is it supposed to just sit like that?
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about the steamer is quite hard to get the time to balance the baskets on there. They might have to go in a certain order. Like your vegetable one at the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
And the other one goes on top of it. And then put the lid on.
And one pumps it out. Right,
huh?
Pumps it out. Right,
okay. Come and sort it out, Mum.
Thanks.
You've done it?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Right, and then you just turn that on now. So there's a little dot on it that you can see, but... If I put that, how much is that? But that's about 15 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it on a little bit more than that.
Alright.
Okay. Right, so that's done. My sauce is done. I'm just going to add the cheese. Now get your other stuff in the oven now. Add the cheese and stir it in, because it just melts. That's what happens. Potatoes, I've got to drain them next. Just see if that's melting. Let's clear this deck. I'll finish with that knife. Now I've got to drain the potatoes. This is what... Ah! Oh, I hate that barbecue cleaning brush.
No, I hate that.
Oh, it's done in my fingers. Yeah. Bloody thing. I don't know.
Right. Place foil tray on a baking tray in the centre of a preheated oven.
But you've got to take some of them out, haven't you?
Take what? What out?
Some of those potatoes.
Oh, this is the chicken.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to take this bowl out, because when I drain the potatoes... I like to put the colander in the sink. It's a daisy. Put the bowl over there. Knock everything down, why not? As long as it's not my phone. Oh, there's a load of bloody peas. Must have gone through that thing.
Oh, no.
They're in the plug hole. My mistake. I'm just fishing them out by hand now. Come on, you little buggers. I'm afraid your destiny was not to be eaten. It was to be thrown in the food waste bin. Bye-bye. Not any more. Okay. I can hear the steam ticking away. It's going tick, tick, tick. Right now,
what?
Can you make sure Lambie doesn't get... I normally shut him out. Can you make sure he doesn't get on half feet? Yeah, it had a handle, the saucepan handle one side and another handle you can hold the other side so you can lift it up. I haven't got any big enough. That's the biggest saucepan I've got, but it's not really that big.
No. Actually, centre, yeah.
What about the potatoes? What do they say?
One sec.
Okay. Nice little.
centre.
So what you could do, you could put the potatoes on that big tray.
I have done that.
And then put the other one on top.
What?
Put the small tray on the top of it. And put them all in the centre of the oven.
No, that's come back to it. Set it on top of
the bottom. Put them on the bottom there. How long have they got going for?
About 15 minutes.
Keep an eye on them.
Removal packaging, tip potatoes and preheat to back and tray, we think it'll preheat so for 15 minutes. Stir and heat for another 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
So about 20...
Stir? You can't stir them because they're not in their thing anymore, are they? Well, you said remove them.
Yeah, it said remove them. I'll just shake them.
Yeah.
Something.
Black pepper.
Right next to
you. I've got it. It's coarsely ground black pepper.
I've used most of them, potatoes.
That.
And there's nothing there. That's all gone.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just used that.
Oh, but I haven't put too much. I got a new one.
I haven't killed everyone. I mean,
I'm not going to kill everyone with smashed potatoes.
Can we
miss
it?
No, that's all right.
Why?
Unless you really want to. Do you want to? Have you done all your stuff and cleared up?
Yeah.
Have you put your corn on the phone? No, you can't do that yet. Do you want to do it then? It doesn't need any more ingredients. I can put the mustard away. Put the butter away. It doesn't need any more black pepper. And then when I put the fish pie. Oh, the fish pie, but that can go on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Fish pie.
Yeah.
What am I going to do now? And then I'm going to wash the microwave out. Before you put your corns in there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take 5 minutes to do that.
No.
Now, the vegetables are smelling very nice. Can you smell them?
Mm.
Right, fish. Mm-hmm.
I put that in the freezer.
No, you didn't.
I'm joking. I thought I did put one of them in there.
But it would be the end of the world if you did. I can't see it in here.
No, it's in the bag.
Is that it?
I think I did put it in there.
It looks like it.
Oh, no, that's the beef.
No, it's not.
I'm joking. Yeah, it was there.
What's the date on it?
No.
I don't think I did, because they were expensive.
20th.
Hey! Don't muck about.
23rd.
Where's my little dish?
What dish?
The little oven tray, the small one.
Oh, so
where I put it, probably. So fishy. Don't say anything rude.
What?
Not that you're going to.
Not on the dry.
It smells. It's got haddock, salmon, and I don't know, probably cod. It's in three compartments. It's actually very nice.
Is there cod in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, maybe a little bit.
No, it's raw. I was put off because there's a gland in the stomach or something. You can kill you instantly.
All right, thanks, Mum.
Oh, I'll be too scared to eat it. But I'm now going to pour the sauce in. The sauce is now going over it. Over the fish in the baking tray.
5 minutes left.
Hey?
5 minutes left.
Okay.
I love mashing.
Huh?
I love mashing.
Good. Oh shit, turned that on too much. 5 minutes, I'm
gonna put a bit of ginger in this.
No, but I don't want to overcook the ginger. Just enough salt. I'll never measure it out. I'll just do it quite.
You can grate a bit of ginger and put it on the over the chicken.
Don't go and overdo it.
I'm not. I know a bit of garlic on it as well. Garlic and ginger.
Well,
nice.
You should have done that before you put it in the oven then.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I can do it after.
Right, I'm going to upload this. pass my phone off, please?
Oh, I hope it uploads. You know what this phone's like. Oh, I'm going all over the place now. I can't hear, you see. Can you just quiet a minute, please, Rob? Audio boo. There you go.